see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, making guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Yes. Hey, welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Singing Hour. Oh, you caught me, didn't you? Yeah. You caught me. Welcome. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this program today. Thank you all for dropping by the Watchman for Jesus program show coming at you today. I got today, and I saved it up on Friday, I guess, under the webs a tad bit, no pun intended. Today or tomorrow, depends how long it takes, I want to get completed. At least get out into the public. The notion of veterans genocide. It's not dramatic. It's not crazy. It's exactly what's going on today. It's the craziest thing you ever heard, but it's actually true. Our troops are being targeted by the Illuminati, by the secret societies. It's even in our own government, their own military head commanders. Absolutely. Sounds crazy, don't it? I am a former U.S. Marine, a captain, commander in various different places, and I got a master's degree and all this and all that, and who cares? Thing is, I was in the middle of a lot of these things that I'm talking about. I've been overseas. I've been government contracts, project manager, State Department. So point of the matter is, I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. I know what I'm talking about. But I want you all to go along with something from now on, if you would or not, whatever, is when I mention something that sounds just outlandish, crazy, nuts, or whatever, why don't you actually make the effort? I mean, really do it. Search at it while I'm talking. Don't just nod your head or say, this is crazy, I don't believe this guy. Challenge it, man. Make it work. Prove it wrong or prove it right, but do something. Just don't sit there with your head going up and down like a water duck in the back of a car. Make it happen. See it for yourself. Don't believe things you hear on the radio, TV, or whatever, books. You find out on your own. Think on your own feet. and go after it, man. Go after it like a piranha after a hungry, like, you know, like a piece of meat in the water. Just go after it yourself. I don't know, 15 minutes, 20, whatever, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2. Go ahead and find out yourself what's on. Don't just use your opinion. I don't. Find out. Go after it. You see, that's what you got to do. Don't depend on someone else to do your research for you. You do it. And the way the internet is, well, for now, is it's not that difficult, actually. People have gotten lazy. They sit back and say, oh, I believe that, or I don't believe that, or whatever. No, you find out yourself. You see? And you can do that for now, till they do a Y2K on you. That's actually what they tried to do, was going to do back in 1999, but it failed to happen. That's what Y2K was all about, was getting the New World Order started by the year 2000. World War III is supposed to be begun in Kosovo. I ain't going to go into that now. But so many boots that we've escaped that people don't have any clue. 1933, 34, 1960s. 1943, 1960s, 1972, 1984, 1993 to 99. They've tried, the public doesn't even know. Seriously, trying to set it up, but God has kept them at bay. They have not achieved it each time. That counts for something. It's frustrating for them because they don't know how God knows. You know why? Because they don't know God. They don't know that there is a God, there is a supernatural that's keeping them at bay. Oh, I know. You think that the side over here, the alleged good side, the industrialists and military commanders on this side, they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, are trying to do their own little game, but they ain't got a clue because the supernatural is playing them for fools. The supernatural is in control. And the supernatural is only in control when you allow it, but what you accept. What does that mean? That means becoming born again. If you try to do it on your own, working with the hierarchy, you're working for Satan, there's no question about it. When you've got to lie, cheat, and steal, and take a blood oath in the Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, am I talking too fast? And so forth, you're already in the wrong. Humankind will never outthink the supernatural. Supernatural is Satan. And these so-called aliens or fallen angels are demonic. Goes back to Genesis 6:2 and 6:4. Job 38, verse 7. They're still around for now. God's allowing it to happen. You know why? To separate the goats and the sheep. The goats and the sheep are those who decide to go one way or the other. That's where lies at. And God's going to remove his own. He's done it every time. Mankind is so built up with their awards and medals and degrees and cum laude, whatever it is, I don't know what, that they're so stuck in the clouds they don't realize the supernatural is playing them for a fool. God is playing you because he loves you. He's not playing you. He's actually died for you on the cross. But there's coming a time to pay up. That pay-up time is real, real close. How do you know? You see the signs of the time. That's why they're required to tell you their secrets. They're required to tell you what they're doing. It's just they've medicated the population, dumbed us down to the point that we don't pay attention. So you don't see the signs of the times. Therefore, you feel helpless. Drop your hands in total, I'm not in control. To the other side, where I'm in total control, I'm in charge, and it's here not at all. Because you've allowed Satan to control you. How's that? Through the Council of Foreign Relations. The Royal Institute of National Affairs, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations Hierarchy, Gorbachev Foundation, Skull and Bones. Oh, the list is long and long. It really don't matter what they do. They fail on this in any way. They're not in control because the supernatural that's, well, for an informal way of saying it, down on the cross was Jesus Christ. And he's God incarnate in human flesh, and he's coming back. Right now, he's allowing Satan to rule, to operate under certain limitations, to separate those who trust in God and those who want to follow Satan. That time is coming to a close. So they're required to tell you what they're doing so you'll be able to see the signs and know how close you are. That's what's going on today. That's the whole game. I don't like using the word informally as game, but I'm going to get into it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. And then I'm going to go into some commentary, you might say, and then we're going to talk about some news, and I want to get into the veterans' genocide. Veterans, which I am one, you are targeted by your own joint chief and the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, in line with the Vatican. It's hard to take, and it's hard for me to tell you, because I know it has an effect on my credibility, but I can prove every bit of it. I could go along with a program and just tell you what you want to hear or what everybody else is talking about, but I'm not going to do that because I can't digress in that way. We could talk about FEMA camps and bankers are doing this and Jews are doing that and Islam, ISIS is doing that and this, that, and the other, but you're not going to get anything out of it because it's all controlled to keep you busy, tied up, and distracted, separated and divided. Well, I look. You got to look past that. You got to look at what the reality is. That's not reality, because it's controlled. I'll get into that shortly. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray to you, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We dedicate this program, broadcast, and Bible studies, Lord. I come before you tonight, today, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Lord, I ask you to listen to those prayers that's going on today. Lord, you know all those that's listening today, and Father, to protect them and their families, and Father, those that's listening that don't know you, that you'll touch their heart while they hear the broadcast and the prayers, and Lord, you touch their soul and not drive them away because of fear, but because you love them. Lord, we pray today that you'll visit the requests we've had for our fellow brothers and sisters that need help and physical. Lord, the families have come together and healings has taken place, and Lord, to lead those that's on the verge of making decision, that Lord, you'll set up divine appointments and lead them toward you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that don't like us, that Lord, that are enemies, that Lord, you'll still, because they know us and are enemies, that Lord, you'll still touch their heart, you'll bind the Holy Spirit to their heart to guide them to your Son, Jesus Christ, just because of their connections they have with all of us. And Lord, to keep us humble, guided in your path, and Father, to use your Son, Jesus Christ, as our guidance, as our example. Lord, it's so hard down here for us, but Father, you've been through what we've been through, and then some. But Father, we need your help. I need your help, Lord, to guide me in these broadcasts and these Bible studies, because Lord, I'm just a servant. That's all I am. Lord, I ask you, guide us this whole week. Lord, we pray for these churches. Lord, we pray for the churches to come out of this fog and to bring the true word of God to the King James Bible upon them. And Lord, to get rid of these other Bibles that they're using, that these corrupted homemade Bibles they've been putting out. And Lord, to bring up the King James. When the time comes of falling away, Lord, it's going to be real scarce. Father, we ask you that you visit the enemies of the government, the enemies of that are against us, that Lord, you still touch them. If that be thy will, or protect us from them, either one. Father, you know the future, we don't. Father, these things we pray, we bring them to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I don't use this program. If I was to, example, say, start an internet business or something, or write a book or something, I would do it completely separate from these broadcasts and Bible studies. I would not use the Watchman for Jesus Facebook or this broadcast to for my own personal use. This is not my personal use. I would do it that I would even say it on the radio. I'd do it myself somewhere in another place, disconnected from this broadcast. This broadcast is simply my voluntary service. I could go to the Salvation Army and do something. I could go down, I don't know, council here, do that, or help people do whatever. That's voluntary service, right? Well, this is my voluntary service. I will not capitalize. I tried several times thinking it was, you know, I might as well because it costs money to run it, and I was thinking capitalistically, and it's never worked. And I couldn't figure it out. I said, well, man, it's something. And then I realized after the second go-around, Lev Bien, Micro Effect, I said, wait a minute. This is not supposed to be like that. I'm not supposed to benefit from this at all. It's not me. This ain't about me. And I don't even have a donate button on my website. I don't want any commercial activity. I don't want anybody connected to my Facebook or website with any kind of commercial activity. Because this is for God. This is a voluntary service I do. You know, and so far it hasn't come to a point that I, you know, for the electricity and the air and the light, and, you know, running, you know, donations and all that. It's not to that point. And God's taken care of me in certain ways. And so I realized, you know, I work for Him. That's my employer. And this is my voluntary service. I don't benefit from this. I could do something on my own side. I could do run internet for, I don't know, crocheting. I don't know. I can't do crochet. But I could do something on the internet and YouTube, BTube, eBay or whatever. And, okay, fine. That's not a problem. But I can't connect it to this broadcast. You understand? This is my voluntary service for the Lord. And that's, I don't benefit from this. I don't want to benefit from this. Because then it demeans what I'm doing. Because I'm going at it 100%. I don't have time to do business anyway. So, that's just the way it is. You know, I just want you all to know that. Well, the point is, I did a kind of a recount of where I'm at. In doing statistical recount, I was a little bit surprised. I just let you know, my broadcast isn't as small as I thought it was. I'm on TalkStream Live. Oh, by the way, if you could go on TalkStream Live twice today, this hour, 4 to 5, and then the second hour, 5 to 6, I'd appreciate it. TalkStreamLive.com and click on my face there, Thomas Gamble, Watchman for Jesus, and then it goes to my home page there on TalkStream Live. You click that little bar, and it puts a vote in, moves me up. The reason I want to be moved up in that is to put me as close to the top 10 as possible, and that way people come to visit. And that's why I said I don't benefit from this. It's not for me. I am telling you the truth. And the way I prove that is by you checking it out. You verifying your own self that I'm telling the truth. And then when you find out yourself, forget I said it, you know it already, and say, look what I found. And you go tell people the truth. That's how it works. I don't care if you say, well, Tom Gamble told me this. I don't really care. Don't matter to me. As long as you know what the truth is, and you find out yourself and confirm it. Now, I've done my job. I'm out of here. Well, anyway, I found out that I'm downloads of my archives and visits are, I'm in 67 countries, of which the majority of countries are United States, China, UK, Italy, France, Russian Federation, Canada, New Zealand, Austria, and Australia. And then there's another, you know, 60 other countries that's smaller. I wasn't aware of that. So I get out a little bit here. And I don't know who's listening. I can't tell you that. But the idea is to get the truth out. And the deception is the rule, not the other way around, in every country. You're world leaders. I'm telling you right now. You're world leaders in every country. No exception. None. No exception. Russia, China, America, don't care. Of course, Africa, you got so many of them, it's hard to tell who's in control there anyway. But, and same thing with South America. But that's all going to change when they have the North American Union. Uh-huh. Boy, they're trying to hide that awful bad, aren't they? Yeah, Nancy Schaefer tried to break that up, but they murdered her and her husband. But in any case, yeah, Congressman Schaefer. So, African Union, they're going to pull you together too. Yeah. European Union, ever heard of it? Uh-huh. Scandinavian Union, ever heard of that? Yeah. That's what's coming that y'all don't know about. It's on the way. And it's under, guess what, United Nations. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Like a boiling frog about a world government. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. Deny it if you want, you'll prove nothing otherwise. But I'm going to tell you something. They want you to be in fear. I'm going to tell you why. You wonder, if you're talking about veterans genocide, isn't that something a general should be able to handle or jump on? Well, no, not really. Not at all. And I'll tell you why. Because you're actually, your generals at the highest level that are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, are the lowest of the low. Because they take a blood oath against you. They take a blood oath. Look it up, right? See, that's part of it right there. You look it up right now. While I'm talking, you can put in your little search bar in the second window that you pull up. You say, Knights of Malta oath. Look what you get. While I'm talking, you can read it. It's categorized in the Library of Congress. It's real. The Jesuit murderous oath. Those are murderers. The Jesuits murder people. They murder presidents, prime ministers, innocent people. That's a fact. This is not Dan Brown kind of stuff. This is real. And they do it. And the Rhodes Scholar, and no better, like Wesley Clark, Naomi Wolf, Billy Bob Clinton, they're all Rhodes Scholars. These are Rhodes, one evil individual of Illuminati. They give them rewards. Rewards. Thousands upon thousands. Alice says, darn Jews. Absolutely not. It's Jews, Irish, Scottish, English, African, Scandinavians, Norwegian, every country has Illuminati. Every single country, every single culture, every single race. To pull the blacks in America, they created the Boule Society. To use, until they're done with them, to use the prominent blacks and put them into a Freemason society temporarily for the past, since 1908, I believe it was. Then they're going to eliminate it when they're done. Just like the Freemasons will be eliminated when they're done. They'll all be killed. That's a fact. Chapter 15 of the Protocols Learned of the Design. It's real. And they will kill all those they've used, done with. You will die. That's a promise. It's a guarantee. It's already been done. And beamed as we speak. To those that are in high position, have taken a blood oath, or finished with them, they kill them. They want any chance of God touching their heart, giving them conviction, and them going public. And they're starting a firestorm. They don't need that. So they take out those that they've used, they fulfill their mission, they kill them off. This is not an opinion. It's what they do. Okay? So when they die, and they have a blood oath, their soul goes to hell. It's that simple. Their eternity has been determined at the moment of death. So you last out to the end, those who saved. You know what that means? To the end of your life. Not the end of the tribulation and all that. That's where the preachers fail today. You heard me right. Family, it's serious what's going on. The signs of the times are upon us. It's coming to a time to make a decision. I'll admit to sometimes when I get caught up in this, I do this 24-7, and I sleep in between, but I dedicate myself to this voluntary work. But I will tell you, sometimes it just makes me just throw my hands up, you know, when I YouTube or with friends that I, you, sometimes the friends turn on you and all this and all that, which I don't really mind, but it's frustrating because I see them get lost. You say, well, who are you to say? Well, because I got the evidence. I don't talk unless I've got a study or an evidence to back up what I've said. I've got like 15, 20 studies I do and more So before I tell you something on the air, I've already done a study on it. I just don't talk off the top of my head. Well, I talk off the top of my head, but from a study I've done already. So when someone says, I don't believe you, I say, oh, really? Okay, what's your email? And it's not a problem. You see, it's not about me. It's about you knowing the truth. And why should you know the truth? Because you start to trace the origin. When you find the origin is supernatural, which all of it is, you realize, gosh, God's already got it solved out. This thing about Jesus is real. And it is. And you decided to take Jesus as your Savior. Now we get somewhere. That's the whole purpose of it. But they want you to have fear. And here's my main point. Your generals, who you would think would be in the corner of the vets, they're not part of the blood oaths that brief the Council of Foreign Relations, those murderers up there. You got some good people in the Council of Foreign Relations at the lowest level. You got some good people in the FBI at the lowest level. Good people in the CIA at the lowest level. But the ones at the highest level are evil beyond words. And they'll kill their own people at the drop of a hat. Because they see themselves as justified in that. Well, the people that's not involved but still doing their business in the military, second to one-star general, two-star general, a colonel, etc., etc., at the Pentagon, just doing their work, got their 20, 25, 30 years in, etc. And knows about the secret societies, knows about this agenda, knows how corrupt the history is and all that. They realize how vast it really is. And what they see is, what can I do about it? Oh, man, this is too much. I'm just going to do what I can do and get my job done and get that dickens out of here. Get my 30 years, get my 20 years, because I can't change this. And they're just about right. And for me, I really can understand it to a point. Because they've got a family, they've got retirement coming up, they realize how vast it really is, how deep involved it is worldwide, what happens to whistleblowers, and they have to bounce out. Are they willing to take the risk? Knowing very well that they may die, their families may die, they could lose their retirement, or whatever, something like that. Can they deal with it? I made some of the same decisions, and I've lost 3 jobs because of it. I had some very high-paying jobs in the State Department. So what? I mean, I'm just telling you, it happens. I made the choice to do it. So what? Big deal. But it's my big deal. I'm only using myself as an example. But I can't speak for anybody else. I don't, you know, I had a cat at the time, and I didn't have this family thing. I didn't have retirement and all this and all that. So my decisions, you know, was just based on whatever. Okay, I ain't going to all that, but I did lose it for that reason. Because I wouldn't become a Freemason in one job. Another one was because I wouldn't become a Freemason. And number 3, because I was a whistleblower. They were good paying jobs, too. I just, you know, and then, yeah, I'm on the street, but, you know, pretty much. And so I make do and I do all right, but you're going to receive consequences. But those like Bill Cooper, they died for it. Larry McDonald, they died for it. JFK, he died for it. Malcolm X, he died for it. Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, Barry Jennings. Oh, the list is long. They died for it, died for it, died for it. They would all set up. There is consequences on this earth when you go against the Illuminati. But if your life has been dedicated to Jesus Christ, it's simply removal. Because you're coming back too. You're coming back too. When you accept Jesus Christ as Savior, your soul is protected. He's taking you out of that barrel of fish when when the first trumpet sounds, when that first seal is broken, life here is going to change awful much. And we're real close. All the keep saying that. Yeah, they do, but they didn't know the signs of the times either. They get this Armageddon word floating around like it's a, you know, some kind of key word or something. Armageddon. You see, World War III, the real one, not the fake one they're coming up with now. Armageddon, Russia, China against America. That's all baloney. Well, they may take out a city. There's no question that there's a possibility. But this is not World War III. It will not be Armageddon. It'll be the setting up the first seal. Then you're in it. You see, World War III is man versus man. Total destruction. That's the real World War III. One quarter of the Earth's population will be wiped out. That's the real World War III. No one's going to intervene. It will carry itself into God's judgment upon this earth, and then it's all God from then on. And you do not want to be here when that happens. And you see, Armageddon, listen, Armageddon, the real Armageddon, not the fake one that Hagee's coming up with and all these other so-called evangelists and preachers or whatever. We're in Armageddon coming up. No, it's not. They either lying or they're deceived themselves. But the real Armageddon is supernatural versus supernatural. And humankind's not going to be here. This is Satan and Satan's transhumanized army, supernatural army against Jesus Christ. That's the real Armageddon. Not this party word they're throwing around today in the news and breaking news. And we're in Armageddon today. Gog and Magog, they can't make up their mind. That's all nonsense. I don't care who says it. Armageddon is Satan's transhumanized army. 7 years after the Antichrist has taken over, 7 years later is a real Armageddon. That's Satan's army. And Satan's army will defeat themselves. They'll fight each other to a death. And all Jesus does is just say, I'm here. And that'll begin the 1,000-year millennium. Whose side you on? Because they've lost already. It's a done deal. All we're doing right now is spreading the gospel, getting people to understand what to stay away from, what to pray against. That's all we're doing. Because already won. They've already been defeated. Anyway, so the thing is, I was going to tell you, and I'm going to get to the program. You thought this was a program? No. This is my commentary. My heart is driven to tell you about. Is that these colonels and majors and generals that are not part of it, see how vast it is. They say, well, what can I do to change it? This is too much. So I just do my job. Get my 20 and get out of here and protect my family. That's why that there's no major change. There's no impeaching the president. That's ridiculous. They're giving y'all false hope. That's baloney. There's no impeaching the president, a traitor, or impeaching. They've tried that with Nixon and tried it with Bush, Clinton. They tried it with Nixon, Clinton, several others. It's just a game. Ford came in and part. It's just a game they play. You don't have anybody to really convict. None of the commission of studies ever done right. They're always manipulated. Every one of them. Well, let me show you how to do it. I could give you actual testimony. I'm going to play this right quick. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but you know, since I'm talking about it, I might as well, it's off the top of my head here. And I'll show you how they do it just right off the cuff. Give an example. Some of these things, I don't pre-plan my broadcast. A lot of them, about 90%, are off the top of my head. You see, so sometimes something will pop in my head and I got to go find it or whatever. I don't have a script per se. You know, I just my heart just comes out and my mouth starts opening and the words come out. That's how it works. And Okay, here we go. Now, here's how it really works. Oliver North is a Knights of Malta. All right, Leonard Horwitz, Knights of Malta. Rick Joyner, General Boykin, Knights of Malta. Churchill is a Knights of Malta. Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. Family, pray for these people that they renounce these blood oaths, get out of there, and take Jesus as their Savior. It don't matter what religion you're in. It don't matter how many good deeds you did. It means zero. You got to get out of these secret societies, man. Get out of it. It's not too late. But going back to Reagan, he's a Knights of Malta. Family, these people, they're not for America. They're not supposed to be. They work for the secret societies. Pretend patriots, I call them. It's got to be, and I hope they hear it, because then they realize, well, that's what I am. Or they'll come after me. I don't really care either way. It don't matter to me. But I want to help people. Well, let me show you how they did it in Rex 84, 1984, in the Iowa-Contra affair. They were planning a military takeover of the U.S. government for about the third time or fourth time that many people don't even know about. Reagan was a liar. He's an actor, for goodness sakes. Ventura's another one. You see, there's a difference between UDT, which he was, and SEALs. And not the same. JFK authorized the SEALs. Before that was UDT. What they did was underwater demolitions. But the SEALs, completely different. Different training. So really not the same. Oh, well, I'm thinking about it. So when you heard that little story about Kyle, Chris Kyle, hearing Ventura running off his loud mouth about, you know, they get to kill a couple SEALs, blah, blah, blah. Well, if he's a real SEAL, he wouldn't be saying that. You see, you don't say that. I wouldn't say that about ex-Marines. A fellow Marine, we got a conflict, and there's a fight, there's a, you know, an argument, and I found out as a Marine, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm talking to a brother now. Or if I see a vehicle, and there's a family in it, and it's got a Marine Corps emblem on it, it's just kind of, I mean, a, you know, decal on it, I feel like they're my family, you understand? There's a camaraderie. So if he was really considering himself a SEAL, he wouldn't be talking nasty about the SEALs. Chris Kyle had all the rights in the world to knock his stupid butt out, and he did. And he ran out of the bar, and then Ventura, being the low life that he is, he sued him and all that. They're all under the Illuminati. They're all under Freemasonry, controlled by the government, controlled by secret societies. They're slaves, those like Ventura and the rest of them. Another actor, a governor, Reagan, actor, governor, Schwarzenegger, Nebuchadnezzar, whatever, they're all the same. An actor, what's wrong with America today? Putting actors and Nazis and whatever in control of your states and your governors, what's wrong with us? Huh, could it be the school system and humanist control? Anyway, so in one particular, I'm on a roll today, aren't I? In one particular investigation, watch what happens. Look what happens. Here, that really works.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution, and I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the...
You see, that's how it really works. That's reality. So I can understand these generals, these two-star generals, one-star general, colonels, whatever. They realize this conspiracy is real. Who controls it? That we control Al-Qaeda. We control ISIS. ISIS doesn't exist in the form of by itself. They say that ISIS, for example, ISIS, whatever, it's all the same, is going into chemical warfare. Do you realize what it requires in chemical warfare? Experts, where are they going to get those from? Some Bedouin Islamic fundamentalist that's trained to be a terrorist is going to work in chemical warfare? You got to be kidding me. They got laboratories and all this and all that, and all the Secret Service agencies work together. And where in the world is a Bedouin or an Arab terrorist, which is, you know, proverbial, going to get expertise in physical or biological weaponry? You got to be joking. Ha! I mean, come on, we're not that foolish, are we? Come on now. Are we that foolish in America? We're not that dumb. You know, makeup covers up ugly, but being dumb sticks out like a sore thumb. Surely we're not that way. You really think that ISIS has its own biological chemical warfare expert, and they can't find them? Yeah, gotta be kidding me. Anyway, why would they attack our own military? Why would a general and a joint chief of staff, who's got a top secret level or even ultra top secret, be a member of the Knights of Malta, knowing that we're going to a new world order, know that we got to reduce the effectiveness of our military to allow the UN to take over, which has been planned since the League of Nations came around, and they haven't been able to do it yet. Why would he do that? Why would he, you know, well, number one, he took a blood oath. Number two, he sees it so vast, as everybody else does, decides to join it. This is for the better of mankind. And blah, blah, blah. And the New World Order is really for peace. He's lied to a four-star general. That naive. Anyway, Patton was going to go against it. They murdered him. Y'all getting the idea here? So the generals figure, well, I best go along with it and just get the heck out of here. I can't change it. I can't stop it. I wish I could, but I just can't. And they're about right. Just about right. Because they will incur the wrath of man's, of the system's efforts upon them. It will happen. So the others decide to join it. So here's the reason. Here's the point. I always get to a point. Sometimes I'm afraid I get off track. That's just the way it is. I get so much stuff going on here in my head that sometimes I go off another direction. But that's just what I do sometimes. But you see, they know that our American fighting man is the best in the world. Well, at one time was. Before 1950s. They knew. They trained us that way. First to fight. That's why I joined the Marine Corps. I wanted to go to Vietnam. This is stupid me. I wanted to go to Vietnam. I joined only to fight. That's the only reason I joined the military. I didn't join for a career in some field and get out. I joined to fight, man. I wanted to kill me a commie, you know. That's out of high school. I said, my job is to protect my country, blah, 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 you know, and all that. And stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and all that stuff. I believed in that. I didn't realize, and I'll talk about this here shortly, today or tomorrow, the real conduct of wars has really conducted will shock you. Because it ticked me off bad when I found out recently with evidence of what really is going on in the background. These cowardly generals in the Council of Foreign Relations that are members of the secret societies, Here's the point. The point is, they know that they've trained us really well. They built that sovereignty and all this and all that into us, and to build us to fight World War I, World War II. They had to undo it, beginning in 1945, 1950, with a cultural shock beginning in 1960, pre-planned in 1960, pre-planned to throw cold water on a hot nation that just come off of a World War II. They did it on purpose through Tavistock. They re-engineered the military giant that they created. They knew they had to get rid of it now. Why? To allow the UN to take over, heading toward the New World Order and the North American Union. Even in 1943, we were planned to be in a dictatorship. FDR failed in that dictatorship. Oh, I got evidence. I got his own words of that man. I got his own words, man. March of 4th, 1939, confirmed it behind closed doors. In service, in front of three congressional committees, I got it word for word, his statement. Forming a dictatorship with our own military. They miscalculated. And their World War II fell apart. In any case, they planned it each time, and 1984 was another one. Continuity of government is a dictatorship. That's all that means, dictatorship. Continuity of government at time of national disaster. That's so tricky, man. A bunch of lions, snakes. So, they see it so vast, they join it. So they got to get rid of highly trained military forces, give us substandard equipment, reduce the sovereignty by funding the anti-war demonstrators and training them. CIA and FBI. KKK, Black Panthers. That's all FBI generated. Did you know that? Yeah, it's a fact. It is. Some of the guys in there don't even know that. You KKK guys and Tea Party and Oath Keepers and all you guys. Black Panthers, Black Muslims, whatever. You've got infiltrators, FBI, working for the FBI inside your operations. Keeping you all funded, keeping you all working, getting your weapons and all this stuff and going on. And they're reporting where you're at and what you're doing, because they're going to double-cross you, by the way. When they declare martial law, when you all break out in your little fight and stuff in America, they're going to double-cross you because they got Chinese, Russian, UN troops out, can't wait to kill you. They're making you think that our military forces are too weak and the law enforcement is breaking down. That's a lie they're giving you, because they've got millions of UN troops already here, and they got reinforcements in Mexico, Cuba, South America, and coming off the coast of Florida. They're going to come on in, man, and they're going to kill all those gangs that are going to break out. They're going to use you as cannon fodder. They haven't told you that, and use you as justification to declare martial law. And we'll want it, too, because we want protection. We've got to turn our weapons in. So they got a real big thing planned, by the way. That's what's coming. Only a matter of time. But you see, they know the biggest threat to the New World Order is America. And Bill Cooper talked about that already. They planned it that way. They knew. So they had to take us down. To do that, they have to reduce the sovereignty. They got to reduce the sovereignty. They got to reduce the sovereignty. And they got to reduce the effectiveness of the law enforcement to bring to a national police department, national police. And then they got to, and here's the point, degrade our military forces. So 26 suicides per day? I'd say that would do it. And it's what's going on today. The vets from Vietnam and Iraq, where do you think the cancers came from? Agent Orange, Gulf War Syndrome, all that's generated by design. You see? To reduce our effectiveness to respond and to come together. That's why these secret societies, includes generals of every service, are pretending to be patriots and they're not at all. In every country. America is no exception. As a matter of fact, and I'm not going to belabor this, but in 1993, and I'll do this quickly, I don't want to get off track here, but the Lord put it on my heart to talk about today, if you haven't guessed it already, because none of this is, I got it written down, this has all come off the top of my head. In the Council of Foreign Relations, in 1993, for example, in the Council of Foreign Relations, according to articles, studies, going back to 1950, the council, let's do it like this. If you go to Arlington this weekend, and you go to Arlington Cemetery, okay, and you stand on a hill and look out over all the dead in World War II, as far as you can see, and take a picture of it, a panoramic picture, and then you go to the way it's organized, you go to the ones in Korea and take a picture, and you put them together in a big old panoramic, and look at those tens of thousands of thousands and thousands and thousands dead. You blame that specifically on the Council of Foreign Relations. This is a fact. They are blamed for all the dead of World War II and Korea. The blood of those veterans in both wars can be blamed specifically on the CFR. I got this documented. That's how it's done. Working with the Jesuits, working with the Royal Institute for National Affairs in London and the UK. Working together to create these wars by design to reduce the effectiveness, the numbers of veterans, and to achieve a new world order. This is a fact. This is not hypothetical. So each generation carries on the next agenda. So here's the point. 1993, in the U.S. military section of the Council on Relations, you had exactly 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department that briefed the Council of Foreign Relations. You had 7 top-ranking members of the Joint Chief of Staff, and I got names for the ones today. It's in the Joint Chief, it's members of the CFR. Every Allied Supreme Commander between 1949 and 1987 belonged to the Council of Foreign Relations, including Dwight D. Eisenhower. And every Secretary of Defense from 1957, including Richard Cheney. You know the shotgun guy? Yeah. Richard Cheney was cousin to Bush, by the way. They're cousins. They could go to the same family reunion as Kerry, Bush, Cheney, Clinton. They're all cousins. Bloodline. Kissing cousins, literally. Did y'all know that? It's a fact. Reagan, Nixon, Ford, they're all cousins. You know where we're from? The Merovingian bloodline that's linked up to Queen Elizabeth II. A little bit much for y'all to take? Well, I challenge you to check it out yourselves. Oh, we're all cousins. We're all brothers from Adam and Eve. Uh-uh. No. They're interbred. Literally, they do not breed outside. And they may have affairs. But they're all connected. This is what's really going on. So when I hear people talking on the YouTube and the Facebook and all this other, that's where I test it out and push buttons a little bit myself and find out what people are talking about. I use it just like CIA does. I mean, it's a treasure trove of knowledge of how people are thinking and saying and doing and whatever. And you have COINTELPRO and CIA guys that monitor it and little 23, 27-year-old political science graduates that's trying their little skill of being 007 or whatever that trolls it and all that. And you play little stupid games that troll the YouTube and Facebook. It's Facebook, my book, this book, and all that. It's a genius way to get information and connect people. I use it too. Well, they're all saying that they're going to, now here we go again, impeach Obama, impeach Nixon, impeach whoever. Somebody got it. Who's going to do it? When you all work together, really, at the high level. Well, for example, of 35 attempts at impeachment in our history, only 9 have come to trial. Because it cripples Congress with a lengthy trial, impeachment is infrequent. Many officials, seeing the writing on the wall, resign rather than face the ignominy of the public trial. And they're all set up anyway. It's a farce. It's bogus. And, of course, the most famous of them is President Richard Nixon, of course, a Republican. That doesn't really matter either way. It's all the same. After 5 men hired by Nixon's reelection committee that were caught burglarizing Democratic Party headquarters at the Watergate. And by the way, in 1984 with Oliver North and with Giafrida and Reagan, it were plotted a military takeover of the U.S. government. Well, so was Nixon going to do it? Yeah, Nixon was going to do it. And they tried with FDR. He's going to do it with General Butler. It's all the same. They keep failing, don't they? Yeah. Anyway, back to Nixon. Because Nixon, in February the 12th, 1972, Nixon signed Executive Order 11647. You know what Executive Order 11647 did? Yeah. That traitor, Nixon, when he signed that order, he effectively, what I refer to as Balkanized America in preparation for a 1974 military takeover. He's working with a personal friend of his named General Cushman of the Marine Corps. Can you imagine? Who later become commandant. And they were working on being traitors to America. You all getting the point now? Huh? Yeah, well, executive order, look it up. See, that's part of the trick right down today, right? You look it up. While I'm talking, I don't believe it. I just don't believe what he's saying on the radio. Then you look up executive order 11647 plus sign and Nixon, you see what you get. So he set up dividing the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each. Got to get it ready, you know. That was to join in with the UN administration. 10 governors, 10 UN regional administrators, 10 regions of America, 5 states each, divided up in 4 nations, China, Canada, Mexico, and the UN, would divide the regions up, called FEMA regions. Yeah, that wasn't this Obama, this was Nixon all the way back. A lot of people don't know that. And then the following year, 1973, he signed Executive Order 11731 to continue 11647. And that same year, he signed Executive Order 11495. You know what that did? 11495. It took over functions of government. Does it sound a little familiar? John Warner, National Defense Authorization Act, 2006. George Bush, in the time of disaster, the military takes over the function of government. Overrides the Posse-Comitatus Act. When a national disaster is declared. Does it sound familiar? It's nothing new under the sun. He also signed, in 2006, Veterans Disarmament Act. So when a veteran is determined to have post-traumatic stress, he can't have a weapon. They got that in their back pocket. See what's going on while we watch TV? Play solitaire? Go to movies? Go play golf at Hilton Head? Yeah? That's what happens. Frog gets cooked while he's in the hot water. Well, anyway, so Nixon signed that order, and it just didn't work out. So they had to sweep it under the carpet. They rescinded the orders in 1978. And what transited into? FEMA. So now watch this. You find the nation, the states, under the regions of Executive Order 11647, and then you look up FEMA transition 2009, and you'll find exactly the same organizational chart that Nixon had right down to the state. All they did was take Executive Order 11647 and transfer the organizational chart into FEMA under Reagan and Giafrida in 1984. That's all they did. They expanded quite a bit more. Why, y'all sleeping? So, here comes the impeachment. They got to hide it. They got to turn everything around. You know, they got to make it look like we're doing something about it. Well, yeah, the cover-up, Watergate, aha. You got to hand it to them. It's really clever how they do that. It's called a dialectic, man. Sun Tzu and all this other jibber-jabber. See, now, he cover up the burglary, refusal to turn over evidence, all this stuff to keep up the drama. Led the House Judiciary Committee to issue 3 articles of impeachment for impairment. Okay, so I'm not going to go on Comedy Central. On July the 30th, 1974. Got to hide it, you know. 4 years later, rescind the orders that he signed to make them just kind of go away. The document indicted Nixon for illegal wiretapping, misuse of the CIA, perjury of bribery, obstruction of justice, other abuses of executive power. Oh, if they only knew what FDR did. Oh, my gosh. And all this, the Articles of Impeachment summarized. Richard M. Nixon is acting in a manner contrary to his trust as a president and subversive of constitutional government. To the great prejudice of the cause of law and justice, and to the manifest injury to the people of the United States, and blah, blah, blah. Impeachment appeared inevitable, right? Yeah. Nixon resigned on August the 9th, 1974. Isn't that the day they bombed Nagasaki or Hiroshima? Anyway, the articles of impeachment, which can be viewed, you can see them, leave no doubt they were high crimes and misdemeanor and justice impeachment. What happened? Gerald Ford came in and pardoned him. Oh, pardon. Oh, did I burp? No. I pardoned you. After all, they're cousins. Come on, give them a break, will you? He pardoned old Nixon. That's the game they play. That's how it works. Spiro Agnew, you know what they're going to do with him? I'm not going to go in detail right now because it'd be digressing, but they're going to assassinate Spiro Agnew to set up the dictatorship for Nixon. Do you know that? Yeah. Louis Tackwood, Glasshouse Tapes, confirms it in his testimony. They're going to assassinate Spiro Agnew, have a series of bombings, and then give Nixon justification to declare martial law. General Cushman would deploy 10,000 Marines from Camp Lejeune and Quantico to surround D.C. That was the plan. Then I found out through William Steele and some other folks, and I did my own research, and I found out that, in fact, Schlesinger, Department of Defense, had actually investigated how he could move the 82nd Airborne into D.C. to counterbalance the Marines. Can you imagine? Another Civil War. Another Bundy Ranch. Another Bonus Army thing going on. Now you see what's going on here. But that never happened. Because it fell apart. So Spiro Agnew, under allegations of bribery and extortion and all this, some other crimes that allegedly he committed, which he didn't, he resigned instead of getting shot. He's going to get shot in San Diego in 1972 in September at the Republican Convention when he's going to speak. A member of the Los Angeles Police Department, the Secret Service, Secret Intelligence Domestic Unit, whichever police department has, major police department, that's aligned with the CIA, a member of it was going to kill him when he got ready to speak. Yeah, Nagasaki was born, bombed August the 9th, and Hiroshima August 6th. Yeah, I was right. Anyway, Nagasaki the 9th. I mentioned that a little while ago. Anyway, what's going to happen? When it fell apart, they just found some bogus charges on Spiro Agnew instead of killing him. He resigned, and they brought in Ford. Ford pardoned Nixon. That's how it worked. See, Spiro Agnew was assigned to Nixon because Nixon wanted Rockefeller as his vice president. But Spiro Agnew was forced upon Nixon. They'd get along anyway because they were going to sacrifice Spiro Agnew to justify martial law. So you got two sides of America working against each other. The industrialists with the military versus the Rothschilds, the secret society appointed president, work against each other, kind of. But both of them are evil. And both of them think they're doing the right thing. What a bunch of sickos. And they're not. It's been going on, good gosh, since the 1800s. It's still going on. When are y'all going to wake up? So, family, you see, I'm giving you bits and pieces. Trying to show you what's really, really going on. And why the generals, the Department of Defense, can't really act. And why they're targeting vets and nobody's doing anything about it. This is the purpose. This is the reason. Because it's bigger than people can even imagine. But they lose. That's the point. Let me tell you something else. I could probably see right now it's only about 5 o'clock to 6. And I'm probably going to go into part two tomorrow. I'm going to talk this week between now and Wednesday. Very important. Talk about the National Police Force that's coming. It'll service the North American Union. Oh, you mean the one that's set up by Obama? No. No. The one that was set up by Clinton back in the 1990s. Where did he get his idea from? Literally? From the Nazi Party, which came over in 1945, he had a national police. It's called the SS. It's a new age method of controlling governments. Controlling the people. Sorry. By having a national police that's been set up since police started taking off bad. Where they're getting their mean police officers. My regular listeners, you know where I'm talking about. They're getting them from the felons being let out of prison. Look up California right now, and you'll find back in 2000 to 2007, they're going to release 50,000 felons because the prisons were under-budgeted. And in the Midwest, they're going to release another 50, 60,000 plus more. The record books will be expunged. They'll get jobs at private security, other law enforcement, trained by Blackwater, the ADL, and they'll target their own police officers when the time comes to change over. They're the ones doing the bad acting on the field out there, beating up people, shooting personal pets and all that, getting y'all ready for national police. That's what they're doing it for, to cause them fear in the American public, order out of chaos. That's what's going on today. Well, I'm going to talk about that. I've got a study for it. Yeah, buddy, I do. And I'm going to talk about that. National Police Force is connected to what I'm talking about today, actually. So they got to get rid of the veterans. Who has that sovereign camaraderie, pro-family, you know, pro-American, all this red, white, and blue stuff. They got to get rid of you. So they bring in the North American Union and the New World Order. And they're not having a good time at it because they got to pay people to march. Why? Because we're so apathetic. Medicated. All this I've got documented. You know, everything I'm telling you, I don't have time to go in detail right now. But someone told me here recently that Nixon... They charged him with, when I mean, not Nixon, but Spiro Agnew. regressing back a little bit. Remember when Spiro, I talked about 20 minutes ago, Spiro Agnew, instead of, they had to get rid of him and bring in Ford to pardon Nixon. Had to get rid of him, make it look good before they killed him, because that didn't work out. So they had to surface, they always set him up, tax evasion and bribery. They are, it's standard, man. And so he said, okay, I'll resign. He is warned, but we've got to make it look good. So you want to live? Resign, get out of here, or here's what's going to happen to you. I always wondered if he knew he was going to get assassinated, but I never know. Everything I'm telling you. Look up the Atlantic Monthly article entitled The Pardon, August 1983 issue, written by Seymour Hersh, H-E-R-S-H. And it talks about, it's there. And I found some other articles myself that talks about extraordinary constitutional powers by Nixon during that period of time. So you find little indicators that this was real and happened. I regressed a little bit there for a second, but I wanted to refer to that about how they operate. It's every administration. And every administration has its agenda. He has allegations of corruption and bribery, October the 10th, 1973, for Agnew. It said, get out of here. Go away. Don't look back. You say, well, what can we do about it? Now, I ain't going to go into solutions right now, but part of it is acknowledge it, pray against it. And certain bills that come up that are against or working for the Illuminati, you get your congressman, inundate him with emails and letters to go against it, like child euthanasia. Child euthanasia in Oregon. Y'all know about that. I'm not going to go into it now, but child euthanasia, children under the 18 years old can kill themselves if they're disabled. It's going to go beyond that. They're trying to pass that law. You ought to be on top of that. Stop it before you even get started. Because it's going to go from that to ADHD and other things. See, they're sneaking it on you while they got you all busy with ISIS. I heard that Boykin's going to Oregon. Anyway. So, family, I was going to tell you, here we go. For example, the reality about publishing and telling the truth, publishing books and articles and all that stuff. Notice the books like O'Reilly has and Hannity and all these people. They're international. But when you, as a not part of it, try to publish a book, you're lucky to get it out. The book Alms for Jihad removed from distribution, and I know some people that's got some, got one already, was called back because it indicted several royal family members of the Saudi royal family as financing terror. And it made a whole lot of connections. That book was good, man. I mean, it exposed the entire money for terrorism and jihad in the world. It's good, man. I mean, tell you what. They removed it because of a lawsuit filed in London, I think it was. Cambridge had it removed. Well, a lot of people didn't send it back. Libraries would keep them. In America, they didn't have a lot of jurisdiction on it. So there were only 1,000 books printed, and they stopped it. That book should have been a blockbuster, man. Blockbuster. And then the book that I've been talking about that Chris DeLucio had written, Actually, I'm included in Chapter 3 and Chapter 6, my experiences in Kosovo. It's maintained at West Point, this book. I don't get anything for it at all. It was my whip-blowing effort. But anyway, called The Coming Balkan Caliphate. That should have been a blockbuster. It exposed, you had the two, Arms for Jihad, and the book, The Coming Balkan Caliphate. Hugh got ISIS listed there, you know, and the financing completely laid out. Should have been blockbusters. All they can do is to get it put out because it's not supported by the hierarchy. They should have busted things wide open, those two books. They didn't. You see, the Jesuits and the Illuminati controls distribution of all books. Why do you think they control the patent office? To find out who's got a patent that they need to buy, purchase, take over, or kill the owner. That's how it really works. Books written by O'Reilly and all of them, all those types, Hannity's and so forth, all of them, are worthless, actually, because they are corrupted. They work for the Illuminati and the Council of Foreign Relations. Books that are printed on the truth are too damaging to the agenda, so they're not going to go along very far. Americans pretty much are lazy. You're too tied up in wrestling and golf and TV and working and all that, so you're not really going to get into it. And you trust the media. Oh, you trust the media 15 minutes and they're telling you the truth? No, 15 minutes of it's a lie. You get more truth out of TV from their undercut of the storylines billed as entertainment than you do the news, actually. So you never think it's the truth, but it actually is. We're educated since childhood by a humanist school system. I already talked about that like 3 weeks ago, over a whole week. We didn't even know it. I've uncovered a conspiracy so radical, it boggles the mind. I'm not going to be national, international. People listening, but that, you know, whether they believe me or not, I don't, you know, if they take the time to research, they'd find out. But it's amazing. I proved an agenda by our own Joint Chief of Staff and CFR to genocide our own troops since 1950s to now. I've proven it. From Korea to Iraq, our military machine has been slowly dismantled right under our noses by our very own General Staff and White House, who are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, Rhodes Scholars, Freemasons at the highest level, Skull and Bones, etc., etc. Setting us up for the North American Union. Same-sex marriage? Well, homosexuals in the military. Women to fight in the frontline units. This is part of their agenda to weaken the effectiveness of our military. You can't have women on frontline units going hand-to-hand with Spetsnaz. Now, you think a general doesn't know that? I mean, that's what it's going to be like. Even if you're in the artillery units, you're going to have Spetsnaz that's going to go in the back, parachute down there to take out your fire support. They're going to go hand-to-hand with Russian Spetsnaz. A woman do it? Now get off the high horse and get the reality. It ain't going to happen. She's going to die. Now, in the movies, they don't. They're high karate specialists in the movies, you know. That's why they got these stupid movies on. So either members of Joint Chief of Staff forgot the biology course, but women are not like men. They're a little bit different physically. Hello. Despite the fact that a study done in 2012, and you know it perpetrates itself throughout the years, a study done found after the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and Now You Can Tell thing going on, 15,000 male-on-male sexual assaults occurred in the military. 15,000. 12,000 for men on women. Now, let's see here. Do you think that taking a shower with another male who's homosexual is maybe a little bit divisive? Yeah. And when you got women on frontline units where the stress is that rape's not going to happen, or romance, or worse. Yeah. Well, thing is, they know that. That's why they're doing it. As a matter of fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg anticipated that in 1977. Sure enough, did. She submitted a report. 1977, Civil Rights Commission, and previous court opinions. I ain't going to go over the whole thing at all. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one evil woman, just about as bad as Hillary, part of this agenda. In her report, she anticipated this. She helped set it up. That's what the feminist movement was all about. Besides taking down the country. Look up Lenin. If you all do the research, you'll find out. What I'm talking about is true. Let me tell you about that right quick. I'm not going to dwell on it because that's a what they call a rabbit trail. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, based on her report, which I have a copy of, to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions, stated that the federal government should, quote, draft women in the military, assign them to combat duty, and then apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women in front line units. And there's the side purpose of that. Was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. Secondary purpose was to cause division. And it has. To weaken our military forces. Having women in the military is not a problem, but they're support roles. Do you understand frontline units here? Well, they can do it. They're mixed martial artists. Yeah. They train. How many of y'all women there as a secretary can go into mixed martial arts? So come on now. And you join the military? How many of you are in mixed martial arts, for goodness sakes? And can take on a man that's a Spetsnaz or a SEAL? Because that's exactly what you'll be taking on. They know that. And you're put back in the trenches with the men. They're just, you know, Mr. Honey, they're Mr. Wife, they're Mr. Girlfriend, or they just don't have one. And there you are in frontline units. Come on now. Don't you think that's a little bit of distraction, especially with a rape? And a rape's going to cause division? Well, here's my point. The Joint Chief of Staff, being generals that they are, they know that. And they've allowed it to happen because to weaken the U.S. military forces. Why? To allow the U.N. to come inside and start the North American Union. That's what it's all about. Because you, military, you veterans, are the biggest threat. You're holding them back. But what's holding them back more is something they could never beat and will never beat. And that's the Spirit of God. He's holding it all back. And you know why? To give people the opportunity before he lets loose. But you know what their game is? I'm going to tell you that too, is to get this country, which is working, to turn against God, same-sex marriage, child euthanasia, drug legalizing, legalizing abortion, all this is the plan, to turn us away from God by law, change the laws of the land to go against the Bible, and God will step back away, and they know that at the highest level of their organization, which will allow them free reign to operate. That's what's going on today. That's why the big push for a same-sex marriage ban to be lifted nationwide. To legalize drugs, to medicate, increase the medication of the population. Legalize abortion, for obvious reasons. And they'll have the ability to move forward with their plan. That's the biggest level, highest level. And people below don't even know this. They don't know. Women say, we're equal with men. We can drive a race car. We can play NFL football. We can do everything a man can do. We can be firefighters, we can be police, we can do this, we can do that. He got on the movies, and one woman could beat Dickens out of five men in the movies. So why can't you? That's what's going on today. You got a woman president coming. You got Baghdad with the first female mayor. Oh, they're setting us up. I don't have a problem with all that. It's just I'm telling you what the agenda is. Y'all do what you want to do. I mean, you can make a mayor, president, and they can do a king, queen, but I don't care what to do. Because I don't see this world anyway. I see Jesus Christ, and I see heaven. This world is temporary. And it's getting more temporary every day. So, no way, Jose. No way, Jose what? Anyway, that's what's going on today, family. But I'm not done here. I'm just getting warmed up because tomorrow I'm going to spread out. I'm still going to keep on talking. So I was talking to you about our school system. It's been humanist from day one. And you know, I've also proved in my broadcasting in the past 3 weeks, when I did different sections, for the past, well, 4 weeks actually, I proved the attack on the family to destroy the nation over the past 40 years has taken place. How they funded it, how it's conducted, and Lenin was taught this. Vladimir Lenin was a student of Weishaupt. To destroy a culture, you destroy the family. Unquote. That's where feminism was funded by the CIA. Gloria Steinem. Feminist movement. Edward Bernays. Feminists are all part of this. To destroy the family, you destroy the country. February the 9th, my broadcast, I pretty much destroyed our foreign policy. Not that it matters to anybody, but that's what I did. I'm not looking for anything for it. I'm trying to wake people up, doggone it. But something for you generals and colonels and majors and captains out there. This is going to be sobering what I'm going to tell you, but it's only a little paragraph. The outcome of all wars and some strategic battles are determined not by firepower and skill or tactics, but in reality, as has happened since 1776, the outcome of all wars and major battles, and even selected battles, I mean, are determined by the rules of engagement imposed upon the forces to make sure that the Jesuits control who wins and who dies. In every single war. You know, this is a ludicrous part of it. This is absurd. You go to basic training as an enlisted or an officer, Quantico or Paris Island, San Diego, and so you get your mindset for the military, if you're a Marine Corps. Take that civilian garbage out of your head and put in the military to survive. We have to do that to you. To survive and then come back. 11 weeks of boot camp and 6 weeks and 6 weeks, 12 weeks total for the officers. I went through the one in Quantico as officer in the 70s. Then when you get in as a second lieutenant, you go to the basic school in Quantico, TBS. So you get advanced tactics, you know, platoon operation, single envelopment, and fire support, and all this stuff going on. And you learn about Sun Tzu and his art of war and all this stuff going on. You learn how to do tactics and how to leadership and TMI and all this stuff and whatever, weapons and tactics and I don't know what. And then you become a lieutenant. I mean, you're a lieutenant, and then you go out in the fleet, and then eventually you be captain. You go to amphibious warfare school, if they still have it. I don't know what they call it now. It's back in the 70s and 80s. So you learn advanced toward major, you know, and toward becoming a battalion commander. You learn as a captain amphibious warfare, a higher level military operation skills. Intense it is. Then you go to Command Staff College, all this stuff, man, wow. And you spend billions of dollars on these weapons and aircraft and all this stuff. You're going to win wars and all this and all that. Well, let me tell you what really happens. All that is for naught. You know why? Because what I just told you. The outcome of the war is not based on your training. The outcome of the war is not based on you as a colonel and how skillful you are maneuvering your battalion or your regiment. It's not it at all. Because when they want someone to win or lose, as they did in Korea, as it did in Vietnam, as it did to stalemate in Korea and Vietnam, as it did to Iraq and Afghanistan to make it last longer, they impose upon you rules of engagement to make sure you win or you lose according to their agenda, not by your tactics. That's why you could advance in Vietnam. That's why in Korea you came to a stalemate. It wasn't because you got defeated. It's because they, what the State Department did with the 7th Fleet to make sure the Communist Chinese went into Korea. That's, I get this by MacArthur in his diary. It's by design. It was created. They murdered our troops. The State Department murdered our troops by using our own 7th Fleet to blockade the Chiang Kai-shek. Vietnam, they provided the Agent Orange to start the cancers. Used the barrels for shower heads after. Why didn't the general say, we can't do that, and stand up and have a little bit of gonads instead of being stupid and quiet as a Council of Foreign Relations member, Joint Chief of Staff cowards? Stand up and say, we're not going to use those barrels of Agent Orange as our shower heads. It ain't going to happen in my regiment. What happened? Nothing. They're quiet. What about a general going in saying, that's not going to happen in my field? Didn't do it. They used them as shower heads. You see what I mean? Iraq, go for a syndrome. That's a created virus in Fort Detrick, Maryland. Like HIV was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland, to kill off our troops, and it worked perfectly. Depleted uranium, same thing. Where's the generals now? Yeah, the Council of Foreign Relations member, that's one. And the others see it so vast. So I go back to what I said an hour and a half ago. The others see that, hey, John, you know, this thing is too big, man. Let it go, because you can't stop it. Yeah, but it ain't right. Well, yeah, but look, you got to take care of yourself, man. Get your 20 years and get out. And they realize that's true. So they don't shit rock the boat because they really can't. And what does it do? Well, I'm going to do it anyway. They will incur the wrath of the Department of Defense. That's going to happen. So it's a personal choice about exposing and becoming a whistleblower. Let's see now, which brings me to another point. Today's been kind of an informal talk. I guess tomorrow we'll really talk about veterans genocide. I'm going to here shortly, but one more thing I'll tell you about. And that's, let me put it like this, a little bit of a hint, a subtle hint. What have we got here? Well, right here I have a kind of a list of about one quarter of 300 dead microbiologists since 2006 that have been killed by various reasons in a three-year period. I've got a list of about 30 or 40 of them. What I have here in front of me is an astonishing list of 71 top bankers dead. And none of them were natural causes. I know about four U.S. journalists that were killed, died in a 24-hour period. This is past month or so. Connections to the microbiologists were Dynacor, Hadron, Promus Software, Disease Research Laboratory emerge? Y'all getting the point? I personally don't give a rat's, you know what I'm talking about. If I live, die, or otherwise, they come take me if they want, whatever they want to do, but I ain't going to shut up. I'm going to keep talking. I don't fear these people at all. I just really don't. They can destroy you, but they can kill you. Well, so what? Who cares? Because I'm not afraid of death. If you're afraid of death, you walk around afraid of life. When I joined the Marine Corps in a young college boy, I accepted death as a possible alternative. You try to avoid it. You don't win a war by dying for your country. You win a war by making the other soldier die for his country. But in the process, you're just liable to die. That's accepted. Not preferred, but it's a possibility. So you put yourself there. With the knowledge that you just may not come back. But you've accepted that possibility. So why has that changed now? It don't. It's just another war. I feel a responsibility, knowing what I know, to expose it the best way I can. And then for my fellow veterans, you are being targeted by your own people. There's a questionnaire. I'm not going to go over details, but the questionnaire was given to Marines, 1,000 of them, in 29 Palms, California, in the 1990s. They wanted to find out. In 40 questions, 5 questions are key, which all relied around, would you fire on American citizens? Another question was, would you wear the blue beret of the UN? Would you fight under a UN administrator from another country? So they wanted to find out. And what they found out was, they'd give the Marines. Can you imagine that it's not very favorable? Because they wouldn't. That's why they had to start bringing in European troops into America after 1993. That's why Clinton started closing down the bases to get rid of the numbers of troops. In those bases, to use the bases for something else. To house the UN troops and underground bases, too. They knew that they had to have UN troops. Because 1933 is going to be America troops. 1943 is going to be America troops, according to FDR. 1980, 72, 82, American troops. 1984, American troops. It's not working too well, so gosh. 1993... we were bringing UN troops in. And that's what they did. Long story, really short. Yeah, they got themselves in the bee's nest, though. They don't realize what's going to happen when they start that over here. So, veterans, you're targeted. You're targeted. And always have been. It started in Korea. And that's what I've been exposing now for the past week. In as subtle ways as I could. Because it's so unbelievable that it kind of takes away my credibility to even announce it. I guess maybe I spent too much time trying to build the basis of it to try to show you why that they're trying to do it. And why the good ones, the good generals, the good colonels can't do anything about it, because they said, man, this is too big. So they just said, I just want to get my 20 and get out of here. Well, this is why. If I try to explain that the past hour and a half. They don't win. But there's going to be judgment coming upon this nation. That you can guarantee. There's no way God will bless this country. No way possible that God will bless a country that goes against his laws, goes against his homosexual marriage. You got to be kidding me. He's not going to bless that. He's not going to bless child euthanasia being passed. Come on now. And legalizing drugs and all this thing and saying Satan his prayers at these council meetings and the schools teaching what they do, and the churches going against him with corrupt Bibles? Come on now. You can't expect him to. Now you start changing it all. Well, it's a different story. He tells you. This is what's really going on today. You know? And if y'all start changing that, that's a different ball game. 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's your homework. Look it up. But if you watch the news, you'll see how it's all coming to pass. I balance the news and the articles I use on their objectives. And that's why I get my articles. And what I use in my newsletter, I've been doing a newsletter every day since 5 years. I really hadn't stopped, actually. I stopped distributing it probably like November, about a year ago, but broadcast I focused on. But you got articles, for example, homosexual activities. Judge, Washington florist who refused gay wedding broke law. See, all these things are to, okay, ways how we're going against homosexual marriage and so forth. News guide, gay couple marries in Texas in defiance of ban. See what they're doing? They're trying to push it. To get these laws changed so God will pull away from us. A millennial, millennial evangelicals, young evangelicals, push for full inclusion of the LGBT Christians. No such thing as a Christian who's a lesbian, transsexual, and all that. He can't do it. There's no such thing as, you know, an adulteress. You got to renounce it. Except get forgiveness from God for adultery, for homosexuality, for lust and all that. It's got to be. Well, the millennials have been trained since the day they started school to start accepting the New World Order. Real quick, I give you some quick evidence, right fast, because I'm running out of time here. I try to put too much at one time, but, you know, I'm just trying to get this across to people. Start waking up, man. It started in 1973. Chester M. Pierce addressed 2,000 teachers at a teachers' conference in Denver, Colorado. He said in 1973, and this is representative of all of them that are in his colleges, he said to them, I quote, and this would be for the millennials that today we're talking about now. What he's saying here is that the baby boomers in 1973, for their children, who are going to be millennials, I've just told you, they're trying to push for this full inclusion of LGBT Christians. Here's what he told them in 1973, and I quote, in front of 2,000 teachers in a microphone, he said this, quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with these certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future. His military, business, medical, religion, every bit of it. And they have accomplished it. It has been done. There is the evidence, and here's the articles, and it's being done as we speak. That's why I keep up with the news. Try to show y'all how this is taking place. Did soldiers in the previous wars have the same problem as today? post-traumatic stress blown out of proportion? Is it? Soldiers of previous wars did not have the same problems with PTSD. However, it's not being blown out of proportion at all. You see, defending the country is one of the most honorable things you can do, as we were taught. We just didn't know that the wars were pre-orchestrated and the results already predetermined by rules of engagement. We didn't know that. We thought you fought by desire, training, and fight for country, liberty, sovereignty, your family, and so forth. And then you're welcomed by the citizens when you come back. Oh, thank you. We so appreciate it. But that's not what happened. Quite the opposite happened. We were taught in my day, if you had to go kill the enemy, you do, it was okay. Because after the wars, troops would come home, he would be treated as heroes or whatever. There's no negative onus put on them for serving their nation. They'd also join the DAV, VFW, American Legion, whatever, and hang around with others who'd go through the same thing they did, and you could share off your stories and what happened and help each other and so forth. They'd act almost like mental health groups talking out their feelings and views and each other. 1950s, defending your country became lower list of things to do, and that was by design. If it was placed on the rights of the individual, civil rights, even execution of a serial rapist, murder, started getting questioned. This was all designed through Tavistock to start changing things, to put a doubt in what we were doing was right. Began in 1950s, 1960s. So since Vietnam, even gone even more overboard, do not kill, and today almost every soldier, Marine, has to go into combat, has overcome that, well, you can't kill for this reason, you can't do that for that reason, or if you do kill, you're a bad boy. You know, and so it's counter to what they were trained by design. So the post-traumatic stress would be enhanced, not reduced. See, post-traumatic stress is not just from a war. But what adds to it is from a society where defending the nation is no longer considered the most honorable thing. That's what the movie that the Freemason by the name of Clint Eastwood did, was not to recognize a hero, which he was, Chris Kyle, but was to demonize Chris Kyle and to be anti-war. And Eastwood even admits it now, after the movie's over. He was sneaky. Eastwood's a Freemason. John Wayne was a Freemason. It's coming out. I've been saying this for 5 years, and my regular listeners will confirm. I've been telling y'all that these movies back in the 40s and 30s were to get us all geared up to go fight by Freemasons to foment the wars. Then after, it changed. That's a pro-purpose through Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, Hollywood. Oh, it was all designed. Now they're coming out and telling you that's what they were for. Ha, we got you. There's a conflict between what's demanded of us as servicemen to kill the enemy, our society, and any death is wrong, is making them nuts. It's all reversed by design. I'm trying to tell you all the voices you hear about technology. The vaccines they put in your body is to destroy your body. Family, through the Holy Spirit, getting right with God is what you got to do. But here's a major barrier to doing that. Is the supernatural forces inside you and around you are causing you guilt. They're saying, look, you killed that child. Well, that child's trying to kill you with an RPG round. They don't tell you that, because it goes against our training. So when you do it, you kill the child because you're trying to save your fellow man, your fellow serviceman there, because the kid's got a grenade. They teach them. This is what it's for. And women. That goes way against our training. You don't kill women and children. But what do you do when a woman or a child that's trained to be a terrorist comes up to you, and the child is brainwashed and thinking, well, this is for Allah, or this is for whoever, another lie, but they think it's the truth. So what do you do? Well, here comes a Mormon with a grenade. Oh, okay, guys, we got to die now because we can't shoot her. Why, it's a woman. We can't shoot her. She's going to kill us, okay? All right. It don't work that way. Well, they know that. And the CIA is behind it. Mossad is behind it. MI5, MI6, ISI, Iranian Intelligence, Saudi Intelligence, Turkish Intelligence, KGB. They all work together. They work together. They share your battle plans. They share your knowledge. They share classified information. That you think they're not, they are. Because they're all secret societies. Managing the conduct of war. This is a reality. And can be proven. With a preponderance of the evidence. But nobody wants to hear it. I'll not stop talking about it. Because I care about my veterans. I'm one too. Homeless veterans out there, shouldn't be any such thing. Shouldn't be any such thing. I know Copeland's a billionaire. Most of the evangelicals is in the TBN and the RBN, I mean TBN and 700 Club and all. They're Freemasons, Eastern Stars, and whatever else. Something's not right here. Y'all being lied to. Now, I definitely see I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow. And what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, I don't know, today I just had to say some things. I had to get off my chest. My heart just had to lay the groundwork. I wanted to talk about something else, but I just had to lay the groundwork today about this. Now, tomorrow I'm going to hit the ground fully running. And, such a thing as fully running. Anyway, I'm going to talk about suicide and the veterans, what to look for. I'm going to talk about the technology being used to orchestrate these suicides. Yeah, you heard me right. Look it up yourself before you even get started. Voice-to-skull technologies. And I've told you all today why they're doing it. That's the hardest. That's probably what I did today. That's the hardest, pardon the expression, hardest sell, is to tell you why, to explain to you why our own government, our own military government, military commanders at the highest level are out to kill you. That is the craziest thing that anybody could say. But I'm fully confident that I can show you. And I know it's true. But it's hard to explain to y'all. It's not you. It's what I've been led to believe. It's what I've been trained. And they're using it against us because it's the secret societies. You start seeing who the enemy is. That's who the enemy is. It's the secret societies. Who are they cut out to? Themselves, they kowtow to the supernatural. I don't care whether you believe in the supernatural or not. They do. That's what it really boils down to. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be more specific about the attack on American soldiers, veterans. I want to talk between now and Wednesday, too, about the National Police Force that they're forming up. It's getting ready to break out and how they're going to pull that off. And all week long, it's going to be a myriad of subjects along this line. Everything based upon setting up the North American Union and you accepting it. Preferably. And then they have planned a dictatorship and a ground up of those that will not accept it. Today was commentary mostly, I guess, and all of it was on top of my head, so I hope you all wrote this down. I've got it recorded here. But I've had people interested today because I've had some high numbers listening from what I could tell. So I see you're interested. That's a good sign. Well, tomorrow I'm going to hit its specifics. I mean right down to a nanobot. So tomorrow is going to be specifically not so much laying the groundwork as I did today. Today was tried to show you. I don't like using the word convince. You got to be convinced of your own mind. But to lay before you my evidence, my thinking about why our own country, our own leaders, as Russia, same thing. China, same thing. UK, same thing. Are not working for the citizens of that country. Don't matter. It's not just America. I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-Luciferians and secret societies. And even for them, they don't realize they're going to lose. I've already showed you, and you already can find out. They're already killing microbiologists who work for the government. They're killing off the bankers. They're killing off the newscasters that don't join them. Family, it's already happening. That's a fact. And you think you Freemasons are any different? Because some of the ones we're talking about were Freemasons. Doggone, it's already happening. What's it going to take to get you to understand it? So what do? Get out of there. You renounce the blood oath. You take Jesus Christ as Savior and look to the future of eternity and not to what man could do for you in this material world or against you. You better look at your eternal salvation. And let me tell you something. In heaven, you don't have to pay a premium to get there. It's already been paid through Jesus Christ. And that's where you're going to end up. Either heaven or hell. I don't mince words. You don't hang around at Starbucks for 3 days like the Catholics believe and say, well, let me present to God what I've been doing, all the good deeds and saving the widows and doing this and doing that. Man, they don't count one penny for that. It's whether or not you accepted his son, Jesus, as your Savior. And the churches aren't preaching that today. And they're using corrupt, stupid Bibles and not the King James. And not a one of them can justify otherwise. I don't care if it's Harvard. I don't care if it's Hagee. I don't care if it's Billy Graham. I don't give a hoot who it is because they're all humanists and they're Freemasons. Oh, yeah, they sure are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. Family, Jesus Christ is who you look at. Not a preacher, not a church, not a religion. But Jesus is the one. That's the one we protect. That's the one you look at. That's the one you look to. That's the one you pray to. Not following man or a church or a religion or even family. It's following Jesus Christ and him alone. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a theologian. I'm a born-again Christian. I don't follow Christianity at all. I follow Jesus. Christianity has 40,000 different sects, S-E-C-T-S. 40,000. It's not religion, family. It's Jesus. Oh, it's about that time. Let you all know that my broadcast is also played up at highpointradio.net. On a random basis by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He has sponsors up there. And if you live in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, he has sponsors listed there. You can use them. He plays my broadcasts and Bible studies. And that's what I appreciate that. Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And tonight, Bible study, I'm going to hit the ground running. And all this week, I'm going to pound it, pound it, pound it. So, I just see that's my mission this week, all week long. Thank you all for coming by. And you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me with my Facebook, primarily. And we had a nice crowd today. We had a good crowd. And I appreciate y'all visiting and putting up with me. But everything I tell you, I've got to study and I've got evidence for. But the thing is, it's for you to know it yourself and you to see it yourself. That's the most important thing. It's for you to know. You all have a good night. God bless. And this is part 10, I think, of Attack on the Veterans. Now, it's not just Attack on the Veterans, family. I use this as a vehicle by which I explain how the Illuminati works and the Jesuits and the secret societies are the enemy to your family, your country, and your life. But Jesus is a saving grace. Only through Him are you saved and born again. There is no other. There are no others. His word comes from the King James Bible. And there is no other. Family, get right with Him now. Bring your family back together. No secrets in the family. And be ready for those times to come, because they're coming fast. Y'all have a good night. God bless you. We'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study, or tomorrow, 4 to 6, in the Watchmen for Jesus program. So, good night. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming by. This is your Watchman, Thomas Gambill, and I'm signing off.
Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in peace.